Hi friends, let's start with chapter 14. This chapter 14 is on the implications of GST on distribution management. GST is that newly launched tax structure effective 2017, that is goods and services tax. Let's have the learning objectives set for us. We wish to understand what is GST in principle. We wish to understand its advantage to the business in short. So how this entire thing is going to transform the distribution management function in India. So let's understand a bit about GST. GST stands for Goods and Service Tax. It started from effective 1st of July 2017 in our country in India. This tax structure has removed all previous tax structure. Previous tax structure in India was multi-state, known as a value-added tax. Each state has defined that percentage of value-added tax. Vis-a-vis, each states have, depending on their need, have overburdened the tax with certain 0.3% education says, 0.5% drought relief says, wagera. So each state has made the entire tax structure very complicated. Now, goods and service tax has really taken stance on one aspect, that one country, one tax. That's the base of entire implementation of GST in our country. This, of course, tax structure will facilitate the development of both local business as well as allow more foreign business to come in. As a result, this is considered as, in other words, this is known as a consolidated tax. Wherever you are doing your trading, manufacturing or manufacturing in Maharashtra, trading in J&K or trading in Punjab, now it is not going to be complicated. Earlier, I wanted to visualize a scenario, especially as I come from the automobile industry. I will give you one example out here and then I will try to relate that how the things are changing. Automobile manufacturer, say like automobile manufacturers making a goods in Nasik. Now, he has a 26 to 29 states and union territories to service. His authorized distributors are based at each location. They have a two choice. Earlier to GST, they had two choice. Either he directly sends the goods to the authorized distributor where the sale has taken place. So as a result, he has to pay the central tax. There is some concept called central tax. And then whichever states that he passes through, the vehicle passes through, they have to pay that sales tax of that state. As a result, multiple tax used to happen. To avoid that, what the automobile manufacturers have done is, in every state, they have set up a small warehouse or they say their stocking points. So the goods ownership is not transferring. In India, the goods ownership transfers only when you invoice goods in the other name. So from Nasik, whether it is Chennai, whether it is J&K, the goods is transferred by the manufacturer, stored in that warehouse there. Ownership is still of the manufacturer. Now, as and when needed, they are invoiced from that local warehouse to the distributor. So, that local sales tax or local tax is applicable only. Now, this has really created a need for 26 to 29 warehouse locations, people there, complication of moving from each state, and the vehicle leaving Nasik, if it has to go to Jammu and Kashmir, it passes through multiple states, you know, and then at every state there is an octroi and the checking points, show the documents, pay the tax of that area and then move on, leading to a lot of corrupt practices also. In the light of that, being a one country, one tax sounds very attractive. Being a composite tax, we will go further. This is developed in a way that each items are divided into categories and this category tax is decided. So like certain food and this item say 5%, remaining items say 12%, then 18%, and then finally you have 28% of a tax. So this being decided, now irrespective of the place where you manufacture, irrespective where you are selling, the tax is same. So that's the advantage. So let's move ahead. To understand the GST, it has replaced, as I told you, value-added tax. Value-added tax, the fundamental of that tax structure was apply only if there is a value is added to the products. But that has totally got lost. Each states have moved into charge different rates, put a rider on that with adding certain local tax, you know, like flood relief tax or education cess or whatever. That has complicated the whole system. It was not possible also to derive the value addition that each stage is adding to. And as a result, it used to be always on the total value, and that has led to a complex nature of tax after tax. So people paying multiple tax, finally it is customer who has to shell it out. So this has, on its onset itself, the VAT has become a bone of contention. Hue and cry, both from the local body as well as the foreign investors, have conveyed that we cannot come to your country if this kind of a tax structure continues. Yeah. So in the light of that, the government has moved into a direction of bringing the GST. It's a variable tax on a percentage, and so avoid the documentation. Also, documentation aspects reduces when you have a less of cumbersome. Earlier, each state also had additional needs. So certain states used to demand what you call road permit. Now the road permit needed to be purchased. So in order to generate additional revenue, states started bringing out various things, which has made the whole compliance very complex. And as a result, the doing business, ease of doing business, which India was very poor, has started impacted, and that has led to a lot of chaos. Foreign manufacturers, you say like Walmarts and those things have still, that's not come after even so many years of independence due to such kind of reasons. So with this GST incorporation introduction has really paved different opportunities for our country friends. Goods and service will be taxed in a different tiers. So there are tiers being decided, and whatever tier in which your product is put in, that tax structure will be applicable. Cars, friends, is been put under 28% tax bracket. Just to give you why the auto industry is shouting aloud, because whether it is a Maruti 800 or Santro i10 or whether it is a Mercedes-Benz, they both attract 28% of GST. As a result, the mass car, as you say, have become more costly. The luxury car got the same rate, as it is. This has led to the consumers withdrawing, holding, thinking about buying the cars or not. So this is what is one aspect, because you are classified in one particular item. Again, GST does not, as of now, have a multiple variation of one single product. So they cannot try, as of now, automobile is again not further subdivided. Same way the white goods are not further subdivided. So as a result, they go into one particular class of tax structure. That tax will be applicable across the country. The tax paid depends on the slab in which you are. So as I have explained, which is the tire in which your product is put in, that's a tax slab that you have to pay. Charged on every product or service that is broken up into. So the tax that is charged has two components. One is CGST and second is SGST. CGST is nothing but the central government, government goods and service tax, state government goods and service tax. So you pay two components of GST. The CGST goes to the central government, that component is going to the revenue of that central government. The SGST gets into the revenue of state government. And it has been, as of now, decided to keep them equal so that both earn equally. Earlier they were different rate, so whatever total tax was charged, a certain percentage was retained by government and certain percentage passed on to state to earn, make them earn also revenue. Currently, as of now, it is same. So the CGST stands for, as I said, central GST is a revenue that goes to the central government. State SGST goes to the state government. There is one more component called interstate GST. It is between the two states, or when you import goods, IGST is applicable. IGST, there is an understanding between central government and state government how to divide the IGST revenue. The result is, being only one tax, all the cascading tax effect of moving goods from one state to the other state, etc., is totally been removed. So the effect of only single tax getting into the system, multiple tax, multiple kind of additional tax, etc., all being removed. So as a result, expectedly the cost of goods have come down, and that is what, on implementation, government has harped on all manufacturers that they must compulsorily pass on this benefit to the consumers. And you know that many companies have come out with various offers to indicate either the reduction in the cost, or at the same cost they supply you more quantity. The benefit was definitely passed on, and there is a strong vigilance on those who are not complying, and government is taking due care. and action against such manufacturers, etc. So at the end, consumer is benefiting because the cascading tax effect being removed from the system, overall the tax burden on the goods supplied is less, and as a result the final price of the product, it is possible to bring it down. Long-term advantages are many, friends. You have like being a uniform tax policy across the country. It allows the functioning of a one single market. India is now looked upon as a one single market. Otherwise, India was 29 multiple market country. And that was a very preventive entry level barrier for the foreign parties wishing to enter India. Also, for the Indian manufacturers, it has become possible to now think of a central warehouse concept. Now, I gave you earlier a concept of automobile manufacturers having each state one warehouse. Now, they can probably Nagpur being the center of, say, India, they can have a very large warehouse set up at Nagpur, or they can set up a large warehouse at their factory. From factory itself, the goods can be directly sent to the authorized distributor. It can be invoiced directly from the factory to the authorized distributor, which was earlier not possible. This way also the tax has come down, and the impact of tax will come down. Transportation and all can be minimized by getting an economic quantity. So it's like, en route dropping of the vehicle. If suppose on a one particular route, 2-3 dealers come together to place. So all those permutation combinations have become permissible, possible. And that is leading to some benefit being available to the distributor and manufacturer. Complication in the tax structure, interstate complications are removed. No other documentations are required. There is a e-challan, e-lorry receipt, etc. gets generated. So, all this thing is very transparent. So, transparency is also come in. As a result, with transparent tax structure and transparent documentation, your movement of goods has become very smooth. You don't have to stop at any checkpost. You don't have to pay anything anywhere. And as a result, all these checkposts, octroys have been removed from the system. And toll nakas and all also, there is basically you have to just pay for your toll. So beyond this, the goods move unstopped from the place it leaves from your factory till it has to reach your central warehouse or a distribution center, etc. This has led to delivery time being faster. Same vehicle can be used by the transporter more time. As a result, he is also able to benefit. He is passing on a benefit to the manufacturers or suppliers of goods. So that overall there is a win-win situation. GST implementation in translating tax burden on the taxpayer. So, which is what? And as a result, the cost of goods has to come down. Cost of goods, if come down, the maximum retail price has to come down. GST implementation will reduce the import and export duties. So, the impact of export duties, etc. is on the invoice value. So, if your invoice value is going to come down, your overall tax applicability will come down, and you stand a chance to be a competitive in the international market. A result also, manufacturers in India can think of now buying components from elsewhere, because when he imports, again he doesn't have to face the hurdle of goods passing through multi-state and then paying the tax, which is offsetting the cheaper cost of spare component that he might say get from Korea or say Malaysia, etc. Today it is now possible that he can import the spare parts from Malaysia, Hong Kong, or Singapore or whatever. And once landed in country, there is only one tax structure. And once you handle the all documentation all very well, goods can straight away reach to your manufacturing factory. And that's the advantage. So many of the Indian automotive companies are now sourcing the spare parts from international market, because now it is possible to do that. Of course, this is at the cost of Indian manufacturers affected, but that's a different story. That is not purview of this particular discussion. Over half the items of mandatory in nature, which is for the life sustenance, have been exempted also. So with this zero tax, the cost of such items have really reduced. On the other end, the medical items, which has also been brought down to a lower tax slab. So as a result, the cost of medical treatment is expected to have come down. So all aspects put together, it is supposedly a good tax structure for country that is going to bring in not only the foreign direct investment, it is going to change the way whole warehousing and distribution setup is going to function in India. We have to still see that. We have to still see mega. But as I told you, the Flipkart example in chapter 11, etc., this is what is going to change. Now, our manufacturers also, it is possible to work on a mega warehouse concept with fulfilling centers across, only having one tech structure. So that's what is going to change the way the Indian business is going to do the business. Let's study some of them. Multiple techs being removed, so it is ease of doing business. Single tech structure makes the whole country as one market. So you don't have to now worry about multiple tech structure determining, because the on one hand, one statutory requirement that MRP must be printed, and the retailer at any part, whether it is Bengal or whether it is Maharashtra, it has to sell at that MRP price. Now with this single tech structure, deciding the MRP, commission, all these things become very fluid. Now it is very easy. So as a result, this is also going to make the ease of doing business. Buying and selling of goods in one market is much easier than the complicated multi-tech structure market. Simplification of the documentation, all documentations are decided to bring out your invoice value transparency on that. One tax is applied. That tax structure also has been, the division between the two, state and government, central, has been clear. So that is also upfront in that. E-challan format, e-lorry receipt, etc. format has been structured by government only. You have to just pay the same information. And once that is vouched for, all the other hurdles, which is in the form of an octroi and various things, have been removed. No need for the vehicle to stop for any checks and all. And this has really changed the way the trucks move and now carrying your goods. They turn around much faster. They reach the destination, unload, come back to the pickup point. Therefore, they are able to make more trips per month, etc. That is given a benefit to the transporter. Transporter passes on that benefit to the suppliers. So that is overall, there is going to be a very synchronized way of working, time saving, corrupt practices go down, that is leading to the more productivity, and all this translates into overall benefit. Reduction in the corrupt practice I have just mentioned to you, so that as you don't have to now every time struggle at octroi to establish your invoice is right and the other documents, suddenly you come, aray, road permit nahi hai. All those hassles have been now totally been given away. Everything is transparently upfront, electronically generated, and if at all, it has to be just checked. There is no other queries or question that can be asked, and therefore the trucks move post to post without being stopped. Limited number of tech labs also helps one to plan, strategize, etc., and then decide its resourcing policy, decide its distribution policy. So as a result, there is a control that can be there on the inventory level, that can be there on deciding your warehouse location, fulfillment center locations, etc. All that is going to be possible, that is going to service the customers in a much better way. So friends, we have understood overall new tax structure, that is goods and service tax, and its implication on the business and how it is changing the distribution management in our country. Thank you.